Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Coming at you from the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I got a little bit of cupcake in my mouth. But hey, I got a lot of good stuff on my mind. Our topic for today is, are women the cause of the great falling away? And I know many people around the world are interested. Everything is blamed on men and the war. Men as warmongers, men as troublemakers, men as problems, in the house, outside the house. But let me tell you something. Whatever we feel, there's a creature that says, you know what, I'm going to create something. I don't know what I'm going to call it. I don't know what I'm going to call it. I don't know what I'm going to call whatever. But I'm going to make something in my image and our image. And we know who this creator was talking to. He said, I'm going to create it in my image. And, of course, it came to be called man. Human man. So, hey, they got to jump on us, ladies. But in the interim, in the aftermath, it appears that people are blaming the female species for all of the trouble that's going on planet Earth and wherever they can put some extra money on. But right now, we're seeing that like never before, men, that while they step aside, we see women are crying for power and equality like never before in history. Is this something that's good? If women are crying for a lot of power, is this to be used inside the home or on the outside, bossing everybody around over 6 inches tall? What is this about? Who is going to be taking care of the home if women for centuries is taken out of the traditional role? But we're going to find out on the show today, because there's been a serious turnaround of a lot of issues that are facing not only America, but facing our world. It's been a turnaround because people are saying, you know, while women are, you know, up on the 30th floor, while they're going about running for everything and every office known and unknown to the human mind, women are out there doing everything, things that you would not even attribute them to, say, even 25 years ago. But there's an issue going on now because people are not happy, they're not satisfied with who they are and where they're at. They don't seem to care who it is that's in the way of what they might perceive as their so-called gain in life, what they think they deserve. We see the home is being left gutted wide open to all sorts of things. Police officers are reporting almost toddlers wandering the streets 1, 2, 3 in the morning. Children 8, 9, and 10 carrying guns, and they know how to use them. There's a lot going on out there, and people are trying to pin the tail on the donkey by saying women are the cause of some of these problems. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but I can say this. My father used to say, get in where you fit in. So while the non-traditionalists who see the fruit of their thinking as chaos everywhere you look, there has got to be an answer for what is going on in the world that's not good, and to those that are supposedly manning the house, taking care of household duties, and of course children. Never mind that once, you know, those that are 60, 70, 80 fall into death, it is these ones, youth, children coming, teenagers coming behind them that they should be concerned about. I'm concerned about them. I don't know who's going to give me, Dr. Cappuccino, a cup of water or anything. But I know if I don't take care of them, our youth, our millennial, our toddler youth children, if I don't take care of their interests while it is still day, we're going to have a problem. I don't know if any of you have seen a dog unchained and untrained. He's on the loose. He's hurting people. He's going to hurt himself. No good thing is going to come from an animal running around off his leash. Nothing good. Trust me. He'll even run into traffic, kill himself. No, nothing good. No good thing is going to come from that. So while some are saying women is the cause of the great falling away, well, what is the great falling away? It's a falling away from traditional values. The Bible has a scripture about the great falling away, but it was talking about the apostolic time. It had nothing to do at that point with a household. But we see so much of this today. And we wonder, well, is there a real problem with women wanting to be firemen, policemen? They're in every sector. It's not a wanting to be. They're already there. But are they really happy? Psychologists, psychiatrists say that when women leave the home and start their, job career or lifelong dream career into whatever field that was really bordered by masculinity, there's mental health problems. Never before in the history of man have we seen the mental disease rates skyrocket. In every city, every town, every state, there's mentally ill people walking about. And you can't hold them responsible for anything they do in a mentally ill state. I could go out and shoot 1,000 down right now. Of course, I wouldn't do it. But I could do that and have an attorney claim that I was mentally ill or incapacitated at the time I committed this horrific crime, and I probably would not be put to death. I'd probably go somewhere into an asylum for the rest of my life. And have taxpayers spend thousands a year for my care. Isn't that crazy? But that's the way our system is set up. So, again, can we say women are the cause of a great falling away of traditional values, of running households in a traditional manner, where they take care of the home, the children, the youth, and the dad goes out? They don't want to do that. I don't care if it was three men in that household. I've heard women say they don't want to sit home all day. They are not going to sit home all day and do nothing and be nothing. That's plenty of chores to do in a fairly medium-sized home, two-bedroom, two-bath. There's plenty to do there. They don't want to do that. Most women now want to get up and tell men what to do. They want to get up and pierce this glass ceiling. And then once it's pierced, what are you going to do? The suicide rates are higher among women than they are men. So I have no idea how that would really work out. But as we know right now, women are in every sector in the world, like I just stated. They're doing all manner of jobs. They're cleaning the streets. They're in the medical buildings. They're in the grocery stores. They're in the shoe shine shop. They're everywhere you look, you see women dominating these positions. And men are saying, you know, the hell with it. If this is something that they want to do, then I won't worry about it. But men are facing depression because they're saying they can't operate in their traditional roles because women have got all the jobs. Women is in all of the stores across the universe. Women have taken over in every sector, and they have pushed men out. Let's just be honest about it. There's no need to lie about it. Women have pushed men out of traditional roles, so much so to a point where they don't think a thing about going on about their business and leaving the families intact. You know, there was a time when men said, you know, I'm the breadwinner, I take care of my family. They don't give a hoot about that because they feel women have pushed a man just into a corner and they have left them there. So right now, look at where we're at as a nation, as a world at large. There's very, very few jobs where you see them dominated by men. Those jobs that were traditionally set for men. Women claim, yeah, I can climb and scale 30-foot ladders. I can carry a gun on each hip. I'm going to do it. I can shovel snow like Hercules. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the world that men are upset about, and they're blaming women. Women are into non-traditional roles, even as grave diggers, salt pushers and pullers, cement and brick fixers. Everywhere you look, they're there. And just look at the sorry state of our youth and the home. Children need more than a call around 4 to see if you made it in, if the doors are locked. But they want to blame it, most women, on the economy. I've got to work. He doesn't make enough money. I can't sit here all day hungry. Yeah, 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 yeah. But look at the sorry, pitiful price that has been paid because of their decisions. No one cares who get up every morning at 3, 4, and 5 and take out of their own home and head out to a job. Who cares about that? That's private and personal. But when a nation is being ruined because there's no one at home, then I think everyone should be concerned about what's going on. Most of the thefts, murders, and crime, guess what time of the day they occur? Between 4 and 9 and, of course, through the wee hours of the early morning. You cannot sugarcoat this. The fact that if no one is minding the home, if no one is there to see what's going on in the home 24/7, if no one is there to protect the home and those assets within and without, that's the problem. And so some might say the answer is yes. Yes, they are the cause. Yes, they are responsible. I want a job. I want to get on work. I need money. I need this. I need that. He ain't going to give me this. He ain't going to give me that. Well, look at the carnage that is left behind. Just look at it. I don't think this picture is very pretty. I don't think it's pretty at all. And I'm saying that because when we start talking about a falling away, that tends to make me think about some kind of destruction, disablement. I don't feel good when I see that sentence here. Are women the cause of the great falling away? I'm female, but I'm going to say partially yes. You have some women, I don't care how many children they have. They don't want to sit at home and take care of them. They don't want to be home when they step in for lunch. They don't want to be at home to go pick them up. So, of course, that's not going to be a sound home. I don't care what is said. It's not going to be a sound home. It's not going to be a home where love resides. It is not going to be a home where you can have peaceful rest. It is not going to be a home where everyone is thought to be equal and treated as such. Go back through history, through the annals of history. People have written books. Movie producers have presented films that show the destruction of the home when it is not properly manned and not properly looked after. Now, why do I keep stressing that? Well, is it because I'm a woman, I need to sit at home? Yes, 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 yes. Women's bodies were not made for certain kind of work. Women's minds were not created for a certain kind of work. I don't care what they say out there. One complements the other, not override and compete the other. We're talking about a complementary relationship where there's wisdom and there's counsel in the way of two. And no one can overlook that. We might try to do so, but of course we're going to fail. And this is why I like to have our guest, Dr. William, I call him Colonel Harrison, but Dr. William, Reverend Harrison, on the show, because he's a man of wisdom and he's a man that has lived long enough to know what will work in our world and what will not. Welcome to the show, Colonel Harrison. I hope you're
having a great day.
You're more than welcome. You know, our topic today is, are women the cause of the great falling away? And in the last 15 minutes, we have proven that some might think so. Some might think that is the case. They don't want to stay at home. They don't want to mind the children. They don't want to be a proper vessel or wife to their husband. They don't want to take full responsibility for a job that only they can do, that only they have been created to do. They want to get out there. They want to compete with the men. 75% of them out there in the workforce are in non-traditional roles that men for centuries have occupied. But that's not good enough for them. They want more. I don't want to stay home all day. He ain't giving me any money. He this, he that. And many are saying a lot of the problems in the world point the finger back to women, point the finger back to those that, according to some, don't want to stay in their place. Well, where is a woman's place? Well, it would appear to me, being a woman, that it is in the household. But that is not good enough for women of the so-called 21st century. They're everywhere. They're pushing men out of the pulpit. You're seeing a lot of them in the pulpit preaching. It doesn't matter that they were not designed for that and they were told not to do that. By scripture, it doesn't matter. They're everywhere you look, driving buses, digging ditches, climbing fire ladders. They don't want the home life anymore. They don't want to sit and deal with children all day, so they say. But look at the carnage of what's going on. Colonel Harrison, are women the cause of the great falling away?
Doc, good morning, Doc, and listening audience. I pray that we have an opportunity to follow up on this next week in the interest of time. Let me give this perspective. If you look at it from a Bible-based perspective, women were made to be a helpmate for man, to help make man complete, keep man from being lonely, to help encourage man, uplift man, and support man. The man was the one that was and is still to do the work, do the labor, and go out and work, get for food and clothing and roof over the head, shelter for the family. Woman was to bear the children, those that desire to have children, nurture the children, and raise the children properly so they become responsible, law-abiding adults. Somehow, through the transition of all this, we've gotten away from it. I understand the women's votes right. I support that. 1964, support equal rights, and equal work, equal pay, and all of that. But for all women, that I don't believe is a good role, because if you have children, why have someone else raise your children if your husband is making enough money to support the family? The children need to have the imprint of the mother. And so those mothers don't have children that are single that want to work, not opposed to that, but still it was set forth from the beginning that the man is to be the responsible. And so when the man doesn't get the nurture and he doesn't get the love and he doesn't get the support and he doesn't get the uplifting from his wife, then we have a breakdown in society, and we have things happening where the family breaks down and the family becomes strained and the children run away and all this kind of stuff. So we got to look at things in perspective. Certain things was designed for men to do. Certain things was designed for women to do. And I'll pause.
That's very true. I think you summed it up in a nutshell, because everywhere you look, there's a woman running the show, and they're not giving up any of their so-called work power, job power, office power to men. You're seeing them even in law enforcement. They're trying to get rid of a female chief of police right now. A lot of things going on there in Chicago because of incompetence and not really knowing what you're doing. Some jobs, some careers were created especially for men. But women now, their health is suffering, their house is suffering, their relationships are suffering. They're in a mental health offices 24/7 because of the roles that they have assumed. No one wants to stick around to help those that need to help. And that is from a family household standpoint. So when you ask, are women the cause of the great falling away? We won't say the cause, but they're surely contributing to it, because no one wants to get in where they fit in. And let's face the fact, if the female is not running a household according to her DNA disposition, that's a problem. But because the world has become a little meaner, a little bit more hate-filled, and a little bit more ugly, women are tending to say, you know, if I don't get out and get mine, I'm not going to have anything. I don't care what that so-and-so say. I'm going to get out and make a life of my own. But we see the world is suffering because of the so-called gender-based roles not being honored. Just because I might feel I want to be a man, it doesn't make me a man to go and have a penile implants and take a lot of testosterone and walk around in men's clothes. That does not make me a man, because I was not born and I was not conceived in the womb and born that way. There's some demonic songs out there with the title Born That Way. Of course, we know that that's a lie. But when we talk about a falling away, we don't have to talk about it because we see it with our own eyes. It's not that it's going to happen. It's happening right now. Is there any way that this a tide can be stemmed or turned around, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, Doc, I believe it can be turned around. There's enough people and advocates such as you, myself, and others that believe in that which was set forth from the beginning. When I'm talking about the beginning, I'm talking about from the beginning of inception, from the beginning of time, from the creation, when God set everything in order and said everything he made was good. We have to go back to the basic family traditional principles of family. Whether it be a husband and wife or whether it be a single family, we got to go back respecting each other's rights, being our brother's keeper, loving our neighbor as ourselves. We got to go back and find those principles that have defined this country. This country, here in Washington, D.C., most of the national monuments, it says, and even on the money, our currency, it says, in God we trust. But most of this country was built upon Christian Judeo principles. And so when we get away from certain principles that's higher than man, higher than woman, then we run into the quagmire that we're in now, where people are confused as to whether they're male or female, confused in regards to their identity. whatever I was born, I am. I was born a male, I'm a male. You're born a female, you're a female. So we're getting away from that which was set forth from the beginning and trying to be something that we're not. And so we have upset the natural order of things that God has set forth, and that's why we have chaos. But we can get back, because there's enough of us that morally believe that right is right, wrong is wrong, and that there is a God.
Yeah, and people are saying there's no God. There's and they're not even saying that he's dead, you know. They came out with that just before the turn of the year 2000. God is dead, and we can lead our lives according to our flesh and how we desire to be led. But, you know, you have a book that mentions a lot of things that we see going on today. And I believe your book had to do with a solution to chaos in the world. The book is selling right now. You're coming out with a second, or I think maybe even a third edition. You've added some definitely some updates to that. What do you think people feel about just going on through life in the chaos? It seems like people have accepted it. They don't want a solution. Oh, it is, you know, people are shooting everybody all day long. So long as I don't get shot, I'm okay. People are running over people in crosswalks, but long as it's not me, it's okay. People are burning down their entire families and homes, but oh, well, I don't have anyone in my home to burn me down, so it's okay. Should that kind of thinking be pervasive in the world that we're in? Should we accept crazy as the new crazy normal?
The opposite of peace is chaos, and the opposite of chaos is confusion and destruction. So we have to, again, return to that which is good, that which is wholesome. I rather live in peace in my community, in church, in the workplace, and rather my children, my grandchildren, to have a peaceful environment in school, and so we don't have the risk of these shootings and all these things. We, the adults, got to set the tone again. We, the adults, got to turn this thing around, and we got to do it without regards to race, nationality, or creed. We got to do that which is morally right, because there is a way about men that seem right, but the end leads to destruction. And so that's where we are, on a path of destruction. As people of a nation that's the richest nation on earth, we can turn this thing around, because, and we got to turn around, because it's bigger than us. It's about our children and our children's children and generations yet unborn.
Yes, very true. And I know as the presiding minister of the International Platform for Peace, you've been able to speak, you've been able to teach, and you've been able to see the fruits of that. But are we really living in a world that wants peace? I mean, are we really living in a world where people seem to take everything, as we just stated, as normal, and peace, oh, well, yeah, that's okay. But, you know, as long as I'm not dead laying in my coffin, then I'm okay. Should that be a prevailing stature for people to really want to respect? I don't think so. What is your take on that?
Doc, I believe a majority of people still want peace, because if we don't have peace, then it's not safe for us to leave from our homes, our apartments, our condos, and go out of the door onto the street, go to the grocery store, go to work, or go on a trip. We become a chaotic society. We become a violent society. So it put us all at risk if we don't have peace. So we got to be mindful of the fact that peace was inherent from the very beginning. From the very beginning, peace was inherent. So we got to be mindful of that. And so we got to return to that which we have turned away from, a peaceful, orderly society.
Well, why is it we don't see more people looking, asking, begging, pleading for peace in their home, in their city, their community? They're not doing that. They're calling justice, but they're not talking about peace. And we have about 40 seconds.
I hate to be redundant, but the opposite of peace is chaos. We can live better and commune better and be more loving and caring and supportive of each other if we live in a peaceful environment, a peaceful society, than being at odds with each other and turning against one another. So we either swim together or we drown together.
Well, we're not going to drown because you have a little bit of wisdom that I think the world needs to hear. And, of course, people are going to continue to tune in each week, each Saturday at 8 a.m. to the Latino show, soon to be named July 1st, something that all you guys are going to love. Thank you again, Colonel Dr. Willem Harrison, for tuning in. And we will see you, hear from you, and, of course, pray for you until next Saturday. Thank you. A great weekend. And don't forget, God loves you, and so do we.